von ihr die Pietis aus der Wüste, heute?
Oh.
Yeah. Good evening.
Well, good afternoon, radio audience. Wow.
Well, I haven't thought about it. I don't usually use that over on the system here, but I suppose I could have. There's no reason I can't. So how's Fred this afternoon? Or evening, or whatever you want to call it. I had a long Uber day. My mother-in-law's been in Buffalo for about 3 weeks. Visiting family. She was out there for Christmas and New Year's. So today was the appointed day. We met at roughly a midpoint restaurant in Mentor on the other side of Cleveland. They drove out there, left here about 6:30, and got back here about 2:30. So, been at the desk here for work, getting some stuff done. I think we're about to call it a week, though.
Well, that's a heck of a drive, isn't it? I got up at 7 to hit the head and then went back to bed. And I think I woke back up about 1-ish maybe, or 2-ish, I forget now, this afternoon. Showered and I'm downstairs in my office working on cleaning up two of my personal file servers, but yeah, I got another week of vacation, supposedly.
Another week of vacation, huh? Yeah, man. That was off for 2 weeks. After this week, I already feel like I could use another week of vacation. It hasn't really been a tough week. Honestly, it's been a good week doing site walks for the Livingston Project, but I've had a lot of other things I was catching up on. So it's just been a very busy week. Then somebody can pick me off here this afternoon. Months ago, we were told, well, don't give us any of this information if it's not locked in. You know, we don't want multiple versions of this information out there. All right, you know, fair enough. That's not a bad ask. Usually they want the preliminary stuff so they can, you know, look it over. And they've seen some of the preliminary stuff, but so now I'm getting flack for, we haven't had any, there's no document updates and stuff like that. Like, I had to gently say, well, you know, as specifically requested, I haven't submitted anything, and I won't until things are locked in and we have all the details. Like, we expect that pretty quick, but don't complain about me doing exactly what you ask. So I was feeling a little sassy this afternoon. But, yeah, vacation, I'm looking forward to February. Hamcation.
Hamcation. There we go. Yeah, I got one more week. Although I think I just logged 10 hours to work this week on vacation, but, yeah.
Well, you know, last week during the New Year's week, I did put a few hours work in. I actually, put in for basically an hour each day aside from New Year's, because I was following up and doing some stuff, so. To a degree, I feel like it was a good PTO week because I don't know, when I wasn't doing some stuff, the bit of stuff I did each day, Dude, I was not even paying attention to the work phone or nothing. I mean, I was offline, aside from those, the little bit that I was doing something. So, I mean, that was helpful. But, man, when I go to Flo Rida, yes, I'll have my phone with me. But the laptop and anything else, no.
Well, today I didn't get any work emails. I think people are catching on. I'm on vacation, but I still had a couple yesterday.
For the most part, I don't mind, if somebody's got something going, they need some information from me. I don't really mind people reaching out, while I'm on PTO. But, if there's a lot of action going on, I get a little grumpy. But, the occasional, somebody needs some information or something, I don't mind.
Well, I need to do X tags, license renewals. So I did that Monday or Tuesday. But I knew it was coming. My cloud license for it. It's a plugin for InDesign, and you buy a year license, and it expires exactly 365 days later. No matter how many days you have left on your current license. So I don't like to renew it, until it expires. Well, and of course the last 2 days or a week or two, it bitches, I'm expiring, renew now. No. Because if I do, you're not going to credit me, So that I knew I had to do. And if there was an outage, I'm handling it. But, I need you to order this, or can you order this, or this isn't working right, but, I can still put the paper up, it's bugging me. Anything like that, I ignore.
Yeah, unless the system is down, leave me alone, huh? You can have a renewal. Yeah, renew early. Not now, Satan. If it would add on to the expiration date, that would be one thing.
No, exactly. If it would keep track, at least Adobe, when I renew, it renews, I'm renewing my contract date in the future. So, those types of things are fine. But these are like one-time use keys. I got 6 of them, 7 of them. So, I made that mistake 2 years ago. It expires in 30 days. Let me renew it. Hey, wait a minute. My expiration date changed now.
Yeah, so you literally lost a month of your subscription. that seems wrong.
Exactly. And I emailed them and they gave me a coupon code for 10% off for my next year. So, but at the same point, it's if your software pops up, and we have one of the bots, they automated an InDesign. So, our ERM software, you can put an ad in to preview, and it'll pick a template for classified or display, classified ad. And it'll output how we format in InDesign. So, there's an InDesign bot that runs through this. And we use this X-Tags plugin, because that's what we use for classified export from the XML. And for the last month, every morning, you have to go in, click the OK button, that X-Tag plugin is going to expire in 30 days, and you can't turn it off. We've asked the vendor, hey, shut this up, turn this annoying alert off, because the automation software that tries to run ads for people every morning there's this pop-up, and it kills the whole bot, because even if you're needing X tag or not, because InDesign is stuck. Because the way our software vendor cobbled together this preview plugin with AppleScript, and, you know, it needs a full Creative Cloud license. It's basically like pushing buttons inside, and hotkeys inside of InDesign to generate, you know, PDFs of the classified ad or the legal notices or those things.
And WNF assembly DPP. Oh, Lord. You know what? That reminds me of some of the problems that are going on. I think it's a pretty broad situation across many software vendors. You know, the people that cobble this crap together don't actually use it. So, you know, it's like a half-assed effort, and, it makes you kind of think that they don't really have enough smarts to actually figure out how to do it right. The crapification of the software world. Oh, Lord. Every time we turn around, a lot of the software we do, work with, oh, hey, there was an update. Oh, great. What did they break now? Actually, I'm starting to get grumpy about, some of the Google Meets. They've been making some changes to the Google Meets. So they've taken stuff that worked pretty well, and I don't know who thought some of these changes were a good idea, but to say, hey, someone wants to join the meeting, because there are some people that come from outside the I mean, you would get a notification before, and it would show it, but they had to put a pop-up bubble. All right. Put the pop-up bubble over the freaking button that allows you to click to admit them. Great. What was the idea with that? So, it's just gotten worse from there. So,
the devs and UI are in one format, but there's so many different things. That's crazy. The UI thing.
Oh, it's fine, I guess. Not my problem.
I wish we would use Meet more because it's included in our Google Apps, subscription, but everybody keeps trying to use these damn Zoom calls and Zoom products and then pay for Zoom, and I'm like, we literally pay for Google Meet. It's included in our subscription.
Nice. And Google Meet, it's a pretty good product. I can't say otherwise, but some of the changes they've made, and add layers of complexity to something that really was a very easy to figure out intuitive user interface.
Gemini for free.
Even imagine how much Motorola is paying for I forget how many gigabytes it is now. It's kind of to the point where that it's shared with the right people, and oh man, the amount of storage that
is out there is just gotta be astronomical. On starter, you got 30 gig per user, and then if your user needed. And I was paying my account for $2.99 a month for an extra 200 gig or whatever it was. But a couple years ago, they made the change. I can buy more storage now, too, but we're only using a quarter of what we get through them right now, it looks like. Sheets and that stuff, and next is going to be editorial that I want to work on and get them over to it. I just don't, we're not going to have the space, so the design stuff will still stay local, but these little things.
Documents and all that stuff. So I can only guess what other people have. Yeah, and we're not allowed to back up. We can't use USB anymore for anything, which that causes some problems too. When we're trying to a lot of stuff to hand off. Been lost to a degree. All right, man. I'm gonna let you get going. This is speaking of dinner time here. W8FSM, WTPP.
Yeah, security overcorrected, right?
Yep, have a good evening there, Fred. Talk to you. W2PC, I'll be clear for now.
WAIAM from WBA10, 31262, MFI statewide. WBA10, clear.